Hello and welcome to another episode of Softball Diaries. I'm here at Home Base Studios, joined by my partner Klegger, as always.
Hey there, Softball Universe.
We got our invited guest, Ali Shapiro, our uninvited guest, Sean Carr, Stephanie Ricci's here, of course, and Kat Burrell is taking a nap.
Meow.
So, we don't have a great show for you guys today.
The big news is that this is our 20th episode, and we're going to be celebrating throughout this entire episode.
Yeah, lots of clips, lots of surprise cameos. Hopefully, we're going to get some big stars on it. But, yeah.
Yeah. Happy July 4th. Hope that was a great time for everybody. Yeah, we barbecued, saw fireworks. Like, it sounds like everybody's July 4th, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I did the same thing. Also, Canada Day.
Yeah, what is that? Is that just a thing that they were just like, let's just do it before July 4th because we can get some attention?
Actually, you can blame the British for that because that's Canadian Independence Day. They gave it to the Canadians, maybe as a slight to the Americans, like 4 days. I mean, it happened like 50, 60 years later, but it...
Wait, so it happened like 18-something?
Yeah, I can't remember, but...
Okay, and also, more importantly, Ramadan begins on Tuesday, so Raza, happy Ramadan.
I don't like that, actually, but okay.
I just figured, just to try. Either way, we'll have the game recap, and then, Ali, we're going to go to the interview, and then we're going to do a special segment of Ali's Hot Corner.
What's this thing with Jay-Z? Is it his new album?
Yeah, Jay-Z's album just came out on Samsung Galaxy S4 app, you know?
Have you listened to it? Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
I got an iffy side from Cricket Joe.
It's really pretty boring. The beats are good. Some of the first half of songs are okay, but ultimately it's just like
Commercials make it look like he's having so much fun.
He probably had a lot of fun because he made a shit ton of money doing something that didn't take him that much effort creatively. There's a sweet song called Somewhere in America where the last couple lines are just like Miley Cyrus is still twerking in America. It's strange.
Wow. I want to hear that one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So the game took place on a Tuesday?
Wednesday
this week. And Buka, you were captain along with Gabe. Yeah. And the draft happened. And then it was kind of a late start.
It was a late start. We managed to get 6 innings in, but it felt abbreviated because it was a very quick 6 innings.
Yeah. So basically the first inning happened. And this is weird and notable. Matt Kay, I think, was up for Gabe's team, got a hit. And then between at the end of the
first half of the inning.
Yeah.
Sam came, which caused confusion and mass hysteria.
Yeah, because no one knew that Sam was going to show up.
Right. And so Sam came and Gabe and I had to make some sort of trade. Matt Kay came to my team. Your team took Sam. I think it worked out well.
I was on your team. You drafted me.
Sorry, I meant Gabe.
Gabe, yeah. Gabe actually originally wanted me in a trade, and you said I was untouchable. Heard that.
Well, it's...
Aww.
Yeah. What could I say about this
guy? You did call him your partner earlier, which was pretty cute,
Well,
too.
We're, you know...
I didn't realize you were coming out on this episode.
I like long, windy beaches, or long, windy walks on the beach with Clegg.
What?
He likes long windy.
Wind is never involved.
Okay, so anyway,
it's nice to have a cool breeze.
Sam was traded from. Actually, it wasn't really a trade as much as a pickup and then a drop and add on the waiver, whatever. So you got Kay and Gabe got Herman. I think that was pretty much it.
Right, both teams sort of.
And
benefited.
So Matt Kay actually got a hit for both teams, which is pretty cool. I think because he got a hit later on. I don't know.
Later on, he didn't get a hit his first time up. Anyway.
After that all happened, I got on base and scored from third. I forget how, but that so it was 1-0 after that.
You didn't take notes, Klegger. I mean, come on. Obviously. And then the next inning,
immediately
Sam got
after,
home run. Yeah. Left field, down the line. Probably, going to be a home run no matter.
Yeah, I don't know. Emily Cahill, even if she had seen it before it passed her, which she didn't, but, it was difficult. It was a good shot, I guess.
Sharif would get to it. That's about it.
I don't know. It's a tactical error to leave Emily Cahill in left field in that situation, but,
I didn't realize Sam was going to be... I thought he was going to be dropped at the end of the lineup, I think. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then we eventually were able to pull ahead and win the game.
Yeah, there was something don't remember exactly how we scored, but you scored, and then Zach Gross got a ground out RBI.
Yeah. So we ended up going up by three or whatever. No, because you're right, because they scored again, and then it was tied, and then we ended up scoring. Yeah. And then we decided that we would play another inning, and then after a few minutes of warming up, we decided not to play another inning, so then we walked up the field and won.
Well, that's sort of what happened. The police came and told us it was time for us to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember that the gates were locked, so everybody had to climb over both times? That's always my highlight of the night.
So we had voted on another.
It's like pretty old school.
Right, it was old school. We had done it in previous seasons. Last season it was disastrous.
It's not the most secure fence.
No, definitely not, considering everyone hopped over. It was pretty funny when we were all leaving, too, because like the mass exodus created this sort of logjam.
Yes, it's really cute.
The security at Temple seemed to be okay with us playing, but they said, watch out for the cops.
I think that's just some dude said, watch out for, like, I don't know. But
the security was fine with us, but the cops weren't.
We're not doing anything too illegal playing softball.
Right, we are drinking on the field and...
Whoa. Yeah, so it was extremely humid, and there was a lot of interesting, notable faces there. Jed arrived straight from the airport and played. He was hurting, but he still played, which was really great.
Great effort from him. Yeah. Love it. There was a lot of new faces. My team was sort of the wild card team in
Gabe's team was what? What was the Trail Blazers?
They were the Trail Mix Blazers.
Trail Mix Blazers, I like
and
that name.
And my team was Team?
Team?
We had, there's Caleb.
He has a mustache.
He's Dennis's friend. Dennis has played before, but a couple
Dennis
seasons ago.
Dennis didn't have a mustache.
And then there was Lucas.
Lucas had a mustache.
Definitely had a mustache. There was Dan.
Did Dan have a mustache?
Dan had a mustache. He's the new keyboardist in Post Sun Times.
Oh, because Matt Smith doesn't have a mustache.
Right. Yeah, you gotta have a mustache. Well, no, except for he shaved his mustache the next day. That was completely...
Is he no longer in Post Sun Times?
I don't know. And Matt Kelchner, finally.
Yeah.
Finally played.
Yeah, his girlfriend's in Europe, so he had to come play. No, it's actually because we played on Wednesday and no dodgeball, I think. But
yeah,
he had a great time, I'm sure.
Yeah, but, it was a good... I think it was a good game. It was... Definitely would have been nicer to get another inning in, which we could have done if we had started a little earlier, but...
Yeah, I'd say that our Kumbaya and defense won the game.
Yeah, definitely. I got a lot of grounders. Good defense.
I'm and just, the lack of on-field issues on our side really, I'd say, helped propel us through, power us through the victory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Matt Kay had a great catch in the outfield.
Right. Oh, and Sam was... pretty untouchable as a pitcher for the gate for the Trail Mix Blazers. Once he learned how to,
did you guys say that Aaron was there?
Sorry. No,
actually, I don't know if we did. Yeah, well, it's written down. Yeah, and Aaron Lynch showed up. She played a couple games.
She actually showed up the week before, but there wasn't a game,
which is great.
I played high school softball with Aaron.
Yeah,
and
she played a couple games.
It's really amazing how much she has retained and I have not. She did great. She did really great.
Yeah,
she had a good. She had a great catch in there.
You should give yourself some sort of credit at some point.
You got on base too.
Yeah, maybe eventually.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Erin played a few games a couple seasons ago, and then she went to Vietnam and somewhere else and somewhere else and somewhere else and somewhere else, and then she came back and played softball again.
And she's really disappointed that she can't keep coming. She said that she loves softball.
Yeah, I think she's going somewhere. Again,
well, these things happen.
No.
Yeah, in like a month she's going to Tucson or something. I think
she's going to grad school.
Yeah. Oh yeah, in Michigan.
Yeah.
But that's not in a month.
Whatever.
Okay. So the final score was
3-2, I think.
Okay. All right, so Allie, please sit down on the couch, and we'll ask you some questions.
Make yourself comfortable.
Ooch.
That was a loud couch sit.
All right, so after many seasons, many summers, many other things, you are leaving us. Why are you leaving us?
Why?
I am pursuing an acting career in L.A.
What part of L.A. are you going to?
Hollywood.
Duh.
What part of Hollywood?
West Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to grad school at UC Santa Barbara.
Yeah? What's their mascot?
A gaucho.
Oh, the gauchos.
Yeah, it's the campus is picturesque. Picturesque? What is it?
Picturesque. It is. It's on picturesque the beach. On the beach. It's insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, what's the average temperature year-round, you think?
It's 70 degrees year-round.
Yeah.
And they complained. They were like, we had a couple hot days. It was really bad. It was like 80.
Yeah.
Like,
are you getting your master's and PhD, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to get my master's, but you don't really have to. There's no point in getting a master's if you're going to get a PhD. Unless you drop out.
Yeah. And cognitive neuroscience?
That's right. But the official title, I think, is psychological and brain sciences.
But I don't know. Which one do you think is more impressive?
I don't know. You guys tell me. I know what...
I like the word neuroscience.
Neuroscience definitely sounds good. Like, it's just like, oh, you're all a scientist.
Yeah. So just like, what is your concentration going to be in?
I study cognition and action.
In the brain?
In the brain.
Like parts if you haven't of the been brain. To her house is filled with human brains. She massages them daily.
They're delicious.
For comfort.
Like stress balls.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny that you say that because one of my friends, Rebecca, who came to softball once,
Some
of you may know her, is currently dissecting a cadaver as part of a physical therapy program, and she said that
was she human pregnant? Brain... I remember when the frog was being pregnant, and it's gross. Or like there's like a fly in their stomach. Was there any flies in his stomach?
I don't think so.
That's good. I mean, but, I didn't lie to that.
She said that the brain was the consistency of a stress ball.
Oh.
Like a very gooey stress ball. Like
everyone go out and get your braids. Next big fad.
Anyway, I study cognition and action, and I'm going to study volition, intention, and agency.
Yeah, so isn't like your belief kind of is that everybody's actions are basically determined by their brain, and there's no free will in anything?
That's right.
See, this upsets me, Allie.
What about murder, pedophilia, sports playing?
100%.
What about sports playing?
I mean, you can practice, and that will be influenced by outside factors. Like your coaches and like strategy and things like that. But nothing that there's no will aside from what is biologically predetermined. Yeah.
No, it's not like fate.
There is no fate. Like everything that was ever going to happen was always going to happen.
So it is determined.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I'm confused. Oh, God.
Reincarnation?
Braid. No. Exploding.
No.
Okay, so you're leaving the end of August, right? Or when's your last softball game going to be? And what kind of thing do you want us to do for that last game?
Okay. My last softball game is probably going to be whatever's the last thing before Labor Day.
Unless
you want to do it the Tuesday after Labor Day, because I'm going to leave the day after that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's probably...
That might be hard for you. I mean, that'd be something great to... We could try that. I don't think I'm going to send out the face invite.
The week before Labor Day. And I want ice cream and vodka and golden monkey.
Okay.
Okay. See, this is upsetting to me because...
Oh! Well, I kind of want to play Capture the Flag, but... I don't actually, I want to play, but I don't want it to be competitive.
All right. So you want ice cream, golden monkey, and non-competitive capture the flag.
Yes, but, like, please. Just competitive enough that people are still trying.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the kind of memory that I really want to send you off of for your Philadelphia experience.
Okay.
What kind of, do you have any, like, bucket list Philadelphia activities that you're doing before you leave?
I want to get dim sum brunch.
Okay, that seems possible.
In Philadelphia. I need to go to Govinda's and get a vegetarian chicken cheesesteak before I go, because that's probably my favorite food. I'm going camping, like, in the Poconos before I leave with my family. That's important.
Yeah, and you're going
to hang out with my friends.
You're going to Israel,
I'm
right?
I'm going to Israel. I'm going to North Carolina.
We have a party coming up.
Oh, right. I have a going away party at the very gracious space camp abode, especially Steph.
But especially Steph.
Yeah, but it's on August 3rd.
Okay, I couldn't remember the date.
It's on August 3rd, and you guys are all invited. Please come.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody.
If everybody from softball is going to go, I imagine. I'll be really
I'll
sad.
Yeah. On the softball Facebook.
Yeah, but it sounds like we got a month to deal with her after. Oh, I guess you're going to Israel for 10 days during that span. Okay, so you're a big crafter. You like to crochet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you go to
Etsy.com/crochet for science.
How do you spell crochet?
C-R-O-C-H-E-T.
I knew that.
Sounds right to me. So, yeah, I mean, you go to a lot of craft stores, and there's a couple big brands out there. Are you more of an AC Moore girl or a Michaels chick?
This is really a point of contention. So, my parents own a business, and their biggest customer is AC Moore.
They sell pot.
They do sell pots.
Low-rang pots.
MainlinePottery.com. Check that out, too.
Click on the pot.
There is a giant flower pot.
Legalize it!
And their biggest customer is AC Moore, but I actually prefer Michaels. Although, AC Moore is a little bit cheaper than Michaels.
So, which one is it?
Michaels.
Oh God. Big blow.
Sorry, AC Dad. Moore. I'm sorry, Dad.
Hey,
That's good. What's your favorite thing you ever crocheted?
Yeah.
I made a Totoro.
Yeah, how's the cat bus going?
What?
A what?
Isn't there in Totoro? There's a cat bus.
Oh, I've never seen Totoro. I made it for.
Is that what you made for Julie?
Oh. Julie, yeah.
Oh yeah, it came out awesome.
It took like a month. Right now, I'm making a blanket that's bomb.
Bomb blanket. So, what's your most recent purchase?
You bought anything recently? Fuck. This is where you need the pitcher, so you can pour it in and take your time.
I bought this white lacy shirt from Forever 21.
Oh, you're wearing it on,
Saw you wearing that on Friday?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was
absolutely
good. It was
beautiful.
A nice top. I said I liked it just at the time.
Just look lazy and just, you know.
Oh, but my best purchase are these shoes, which Buko called me out at softball for.
Oh, yeah.
Buko was like,
you've worn this
nice
for a while.
Saltwater sandals.
Stephanie is a huge saltwater sandals fan, so I'm well aware of saltwater sandals. It's not really like I called you out on
they're
it.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're waterproof.
I recommend them.
You can go in the ocean with them. They come in every color.
You could go in the ocean with
they're
them.
They're nice. I love that red.
It's good color.
They hang at softball.
Oh, and you did the crackle shit on your toenails, too.
Yeah, I got pretty nails.
That's really cool, yeah. She has this, like, lip or...
Crackle.
Or crackle lip... Ooh, what's it called? Fingernail polish? nail polish.
What do you call that?
And it, like, cracks. It's kind of like the magic...
Crackle.
The magic shell.
Yes. That's a great analogy.
Remember those.
Yeah.
The magic shell you put on ice cream.
Yeah. They still do it. I think they Mr. Do. Softy still sells it.
Yeah, no, this is. I don't know. It was just
that's
Shekel.
That's what you buy the grocery store.
What the fuck is the?
Did you say Shekel?
Shekel. A term for money in Israel.
Thank you.
And there was some brand of that crap that you could buy at the store and had a turtle on it.
Yeah, you're right.
I think its name was like Shekel or something.
Like,
no,
like
that's
Smuckers.
A Pokemon. Oh,
it's like Smuckers brand.
God.
Blastoise?
And everything.
They actually should put Pokemon characters on anything that's sweet in stores, really.
That's a great idea. I'd buy it. I love Pokemon. Yeah.
So how
whatever,
you
got Hello Kitty all over your arm.
How you? Yeah. Great. Well, yeah, where'd you get those tats? They're
Target.
Sparkly. They're
Target.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Good
are you gonna get it? Yeah, they're beautiful Hello Kitty tattoos.
You take the sheet and just put them on.
They have this great tattoo artist.
She rearranged
Target.
Them. So you've been playing softball for several years.
Yeah.
Several years. Actually, your entire life, really. What are your first softball memories, either here or somewhere else in a more athletic area?
Penn Valley softball, which is from 4 to 6th
yeah.
grade.
Mm-hmm.
I played there for Jeff Shore, was my coach. That is...
Robin Shore's?
Robin Shore's dad, who's now a dentist. They're all dentists. He's a dentist. Robin Shore, Andy Shore. Okay, regardless.
They've got big teeth, actually. I've noticed Robin's teeth, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They have... okay.
So what's
the I remember my dad was a coach, and, like, I was right at that age where...
Wait, I thought Jeff Shore was the coach.
Sorry, assistant coach. My dad was the assistant coach. But, like, my dad was there all the time. And I remember, like, getting into that age where you're... No matter what your parents do, like, it's really embarrassing.
Six?
Yeah. No, fourth grade.
Raising you must have been. fourth grade. Such an ordeal.
Yeah, I was really horrible.
Really early to start hating your parents.
But fourth grade through sixth grade.
Oh, fourth grade. Not ages four. Oh, okay, that's different. If it's like from 5 to 18, I'm going to fucking hate you.
That kind of happened. I was really horrible. Anyway, I remember my dad, like, trying his best to coach, and, like, he was there to like, spend time with me, and, like, he was so devoted with, like, leave work, and he would show up, and I would just, I would get a ride from someone else, but he would show up from work, and I would just be, like, horribly mean to him, and everyone was like, why are you treating your dad this way, and I didn't understand why they didn't understand why he was horrible. Oh. But, love you, Dad. Yeah. I now know that I'm wrong. That's what I remember from softball, is my dad embarrassing me.
Oh. Because he cared too much. That's a really nice memory, actually.
I was also a pitcher, and I thought that was cool because that was before I was shy, and, like, I liked getting the attention of being a pitcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you could recapture that energy somehow.
No, and I have to go, like, reverse puberty.
Reverse puberty.
I think I have a pill for that.
There's an app. Mm.
You see, this is sad because I think we talked about this before, that you and I might be the only two continuing softball every year since the inception of this league, be playing every summer. I mean, Gabe was in L.A. He did play a couple games, but mostly he was in L.A. You had that 1 year you were in
D.C. Yeah, I think I still played in some games, but yeah, I definitely wasn't, like, a regular.
Right. So that made me sad to know that I have been there the whole time.
Like, we never did anything. Yeah,
exactly. And also that you're leaving, which pretty much is me as the person.
I actually did spend one summer in Berkeley, though.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so then never mind. You lied to me. Yeah. And
whatever.
You misremembered. Way to throw it on me.
What are you talking about? You told me.
This was
you
all
were talking to me about
this argument was predetermined.
Yeah, exactly. We had... stop with the braid. Yeah. I can't do that anymore.
You've actually improved dramatically every single year, just about. You've shown improvement, especially in the field. So, like, what is your key? What's your motivation for all this improvement?
It's kind of surprising that you say that, because I feel like I've gotten worse every year.
Yeah, I mean, do you think you've ever improved in anything in your entire life?
What the fuck?
Analytical thinking?
That's good. That's actually a serious soft skill, though. That's a good one to have.
But not softball.
I think you did get better for a little bit.
I was doing pretty well last year batting. Last year, I was, like, killing it for a little while. Uh-huh. And then now I'm not. So, I don't know.
Why do you always apologize when you hit the ball?
Do I?
Yeah.
Don't notice.
That sounds about right.
You should apologize for that.
And when you catch someone's ball. And when you catch someone's ball, you're...
Oh, yeah, you do apologize when you catch someone's ball, too.
It's on the rare occurrence.
No, it's not true. You're definitely a good fielder. It's solid. If they hit it to you, you're going to catch it, which is more than
you're
I
could say. You're probably one of the top
myself.
Three infield, like, I don't know. I think that your glove is really, really good.
Never in the infield.
What?
She never
plays in the infield.
I don't know. I
like putting Allie at first base.
Yeah, you're a great first baseman.
Thank you.
I mean, your instincts.
I also played first base in high school.
Yeah, because you probably have the strongest first base instincts of anybody that plays first base.
You also got that nice giant glove.
Yeah, you definitely consciously make the target.
Glove.
You make the target consciously.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like playing first base.
Yeah. Do you think that you'd ever be a captain?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been a captain?
I wouldn't know what to do. No, I don't think I have.
I think that you could figure it out.
Yeah,
I'd be fine.
All right, and just to wrap it up, what would your walk-up music be for these last couple of games?
Oh, come on, no.
This is the same question we ask everyone.
I know, but I'm
and
obviously
you passed last
not
time
have
too.
One.
Why not?
I just can't.
You listen to music, you're a music fan, it's not like you'd ever, like...
No. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I abstain.
Ugh. Now it's time for my favorite segment. It's Allie's Hot Corner.
So meaty.
So I have some questions. This, by the way, Allie's Hot Corner this week. Well, it should be called Allison's Hot Corner because it's brought to you by JohnHoof.com, Justin Hunt.
Yeah, our gracious sponsor.
Please
and,
visit JohnHoof.com and Elio's.
and eat helium.
Yeah, check out the store section at johnhuff.com. There's lots of goods to buy.
Yeah, and if you type in Allie's Hat Corner at the checkout,
you get a free donut. I don't know why.
No, he loves donuts.
He loves donuts, yeah. Sure, why not?
Yeah, send us one from, not Randy's, just a better place. More interesting.
So, I'm going to start off with some questions from John Hoof, Justin Hunt himself.
Okay.
And, I guess, do you want to do one? Whatever. All right.
It's your corner. You tell us what to do.
Yeah.
You're in charge.
One of the best parts of his website is his question book, which you can download a free PDF of. Bring it on all your dates. It has tons of interesting interview questions that will help you, you know, light a fire.
It is really one of my favorite. I remember using the question book.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I was entertained for hours.
I think that he would ask you to elaborate. What was the scenario?
Stephanie and I had decided to do a fort day. It was too hot, and we made like a blanket fort, sort of, in my room.
It was too hot, so you made a blanket fort?
We made a blanket fort where like the air conditioner is like a part of it, and it was just like pumping the cold air into the blanket fort.
That sounds like fun.
It was fun.
Early in our relationship, too.
Right, so
we were like...
So we just spent a lot of time watching the Phillies and asked questions from the question book, and drank a lot of wine.
Oh, yeah. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
So John Hoof really brings long-lasting relationships.
Sure.
We came up... Well, one of the ones that we came up with to add to the book that wasn't in the book was, what would your walk-up song be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
we did add that.
That would be a good addition to that.
That's on here. That's part of this.
Okay.
So what would your walk-up song be?
Oh, God.
Right now, I'm feeling the Macarena. But it changes every week.
Oh, there was some song I was listening to that was kind of... Oh, Rumble by Link Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I'd walk up to that.
All right.
It's slow, but I feel like it sets the mood for...
All right, so question one from johnhoof.com. Who was the last person you had sex with?
Oh, God, Stephanie, this is going to be awkward. Is this a real question?
It's question number one.
Who was the last... I had sex with Stephanie.
Ew.
Ew to you. Who are you going to say?
Oh. Are you asking both of us?
Yeah.
I didn't have sex with anybody.
Oh, my God, you're a virgin. Wow.
Yeah.
Ladies, so we're selling his virginity online. Or dudes.
We're learning a lot.
It's fate.
It's fate. You don't get to decide.
Number two. What was the last song or movie that made you cry, Alex?
Probably Precious. I cried like 15 times during that movie. What's the full name of it?
When did you watch Precious?
Like 2010.
You haven't cried.
I don't know. I always cry during all those like pre-recorded Olympic segments.
Oh.
Where it's like the Kenyan like
cross-country
skier stuff. I always cry during those.
Mine was a...
not that sad, but
song or movie. It was that stupid commercial for Budweiser with the Clydesdale
where he raises
the Clydesdale.
Commercial?
So sad.
They're selling beer.
I don't know why it gets to me. Also, Mighty Ducks I watched a little while ago.
Oh,
I don't care. I don't care. I haven't cried to like any other movie recently either.
Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Alright, you don't have to brag.
The full title's great.
Buko, what do you romanticize?
God, that's a tough question.
Besides Budweiser commercials.
Like, can I abstain? I don't know.
Stephanie? Can you step in for him? Alright, so Buko, least romantic.
I cook. I don't know, that's not romanticizing, is it?
Klegger?
I don't think that's the right
use. That's not the right use at all. I don't know.
I romanticize like the NBA offseason because I think the trades and stuff are interesting and who gets fired. And it's like, because that's what romanticized means. Like, I turn something that's like not that interesting into something that has more of like an overarching narrative. And you also look back at it on a more positive stance.
Okay. But sorry. I think it's more of like an interpersonal. You might be right. All right.
All right.
Number four, am I handsome? And I'm going to defer this to Justin.
So. Yeah, Justin's handsome.
Justin's a great looking guy.
All right. Boom.
Could put on a couple more pounds. I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe he filled out a little bit.
I doubt that.
Number five, have you ever been inside Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
All right.
I have.
And last one,
okay.
From johnhuff.com, our sponsor. Who is someone you never want to leave?
What? Okay. My Xbox.
Who is someone?
Sure, it's got a name. I just haven't thought of it yet. I'll give it one right now. It's Lucy, my Xbox 360. Never want to leave her. Never want to give her up.
Just my family in general. They're really important to me. All
right. So now I have a few of my own questions, softball related. Well, the first two. So, Buko, any person, dead or alive, who do you want to come to softball playing the game?
Jeez. Oh, God. Clay,
you have someone on mind that can come back to me, or no?
Yeah, whatever. I'm just going to steal Matt Kelchner's go-to response and say Shaq, because how could Shaq not
oh,
be
wow,
the best?
That's a very... Oh, there's no way I could beat that.
All right.
No. Okay, keep going.
Any person dead or alive, who would you want to be a guest on the podcast?
Probably Miley Cyrus.
probably...
Actually, that's Miley Cyrus' fucking second mention this week.
I'm gonna go with a straight answer. Jean... Rousseau, the political writer. I don't know.
What?
Yeah. I would like to talk to him. Yeah. I'm sorry. Is the next question like who would you like to take out to lunch? Because then that would be my answer.
No,
Angela Merkel.
It's not, and neither was it this current question.
What? Who has a podcast? Oh, I would like to talk to the guy. All right.
Yeah.
I would like to ask him some questions.
Yeah. What's your walk-up music?
Exactly.
All right. Last two questions,
like
stolen from, dinner party download. Come on, it's on NPR on Fridays. All right.
Keep going.
Kleger, what is one question you're tired of being asked?
I'm constantly tired of being asked as to, like, what do I want to do?
All right.
Yeah. That's the same for me, but also, like, what do you do now? Because I hate the answer, so, like, both questions suck, really.
So, what do you do now?
Thanks. I work for Jefferson. I'm not answering this fucking question.
Google files medical
got so
records.
Low.
Yeah, and it's depressing, and it's stupid.
All right.
Then why do you do it?
Because I need the money.
Work towards something else, man.
This
isn't therapy.
It kind of is.
I have a long-term goal. I just don't feel like fucking talking to it. We're talking about it with everyone I fucking meet, so thank you.
Buko, tell us something we don't know, and it could be something about you, or just something about the world in general. Just something we don't know.
Something you don't know. Oh, God. Damn it. Come back to me again. I'm bad at these interview questions.
It doesn't matter who you vote for.
Oh.
I knew that.
No, but seriously, like, the country would be the exact same if Mitt Romney was president.
That's probably true.
That's not true.
Oh, it would be similar. I guess it would be a little different.
I mean, it's just...
Everyone would be bitching about the Republicans.
If the Supreme Court justices, like, all, like, how many of them are supposed to retire in the next 4 years, that's the only thing that would change, but it wouldn't have affected this term for sure. And, like, I don't know, the whole, like, NSA spying thing, like, if he had been in a different... It wouldn't have really mattered. But it makes people feel better. It makes me feel better, personally.
All right.
Okay.
You guys think on it. Bring the answer to softball. Maybe next week on the podcast you can tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's it. That's all I've got for my hot corner.
All right. Oh. Anyway, Allie, thanks so much for being on the podcast. I had a great time interviewing you, answering your questions.
I did not have a good time answering your questions. I had a terrible time.
I don't know. I know your schedule gets busy in the next couple of weeks, but if we could do another Allie's Hot Corner, that would make me happy, and it would make all of our listeners happy.
Listener combo.
It would be my pleasure.
Yeah. The weather is going to be hot and stormy this week, but I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be a game.
Yeah, hopefully. Maybe. Hopefully. All right, negative Nancy.
Seacrest out.